Hello, I'm Ishpreet, Regional Marketing Manager for Novozymes South Asia. Welcome to Inside Detergents, our conveniently short podcast where we discuss anything and everything detergent in less than 5 minutes. You are listening to the second episode of the three-part series where we explore the cake and bar category. Last time I spoke to Mayank about the consumer pain points. And in this episode, we'll discover how manufacturers are trying to address these pain points and other such challenges. So if you haven't listened to the first episode, I recommend you do so. Today, I'm sitting here with Saurabh. Hi, Saurabh.
Hello.
Saurabh, you are the industry technology specialist and have been with Novozymes for 10 plus years.
That's right, Ishpreet. And I have been in the industry for about 23 years now.
Great. So let's talk about how detergent brands today are addressing the consumer needs we discussed in our previous episodes.
Okay.
Are Indian brands well positioned for addressing these needs?
Well, from the positioning side, we are seeing a bit of discrepancy between needs and claims. While there are, of course, brands that do specifically communicate benefit that addresses these pain points, the majority of brands are positioned very generically and using superlative claims like better cleaning, strong cleaning, etc., etc. Of course, brands also use sensorial benefits to differentiate themselves on, for instance, foam, color, fragrance, to varying ID levels. However, we see there is more to be achieved to address poor performance expectation of consumers, like removing dirts and stains from cuffs and collars, and as well as reducing physical efforts.
So, how can these consumer needs be addressed?
First and foremost, as highlighted before, being more cognizant of the changing and growing consumer needs from a laundry bar perspective. These are, of course, spot and stain removal, the lower effort I have mentioned. This is crucial. Delivering on these needs will help brands stay relevant for their consumers and also stay competitive in the market. The challenge for many manufacturers is the added pressure of raw material prices, which continues to fluctuate. We are seeing price of raw materials like lapsa and soda ash going through the roof these days. So the traditional route of varying ID levels might not be feasible now.
That does sound like a big challenge. But then how can you as a manufacturer deliver both the consumer needs and heightened core performance when you are operating in such a challenging environment?
It is challenging, yes. There are technologies such as our own enzyme technology that can help manufacturers enhance performance. But new technology or even product innovation in this category has been very limited.
Why is that?
Well, other formats have come into play and manufacturers are investing more in those formats. And there are process challenges involved to bring in innovation when dealing with the cake and bar format. So innovation in this format is restricted. For example, polymers for ARD or color protection benefit. Secondary surfactant or surfactant combination to keep physical parameter intact without hampering their profitability. However, there is plenty of room for innovating in this category and delivering on consumer needs. For instance, we at Novozymes have done a thorough assessment of the segment, secured a comprehensive understanding of the formulation, and through trials, we have developed multiple prototypes which deliver superior performance in this segment at same or lesser cost.
That sounds exciting. So sorry about this cliffhanger, listeners. In our final episode on cake and soap bars, we will tell you more and try to uncover ways in which manufacturers can further enhance the performance while also saving cost. I'm Ishpreet. Thank you for listening again. Please let us know what you think of this episode right here on our WhatsApp channel.